All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but live from the lair. I've gotten a lot of emails since the Charlie Kirk assassination, and I've been purposely laying back, not really giving my opinion in regards to what's going on, and that is going to change. As of yesterday, there was a copycat who opened fire on an ICE facility in Texas. Had this similar writing on the cartridges. I don't know if these people are watching 40K because, the Emperor's Space Marines have all kinds of stuff on their equipment, armor to make it better or whatever. I don't know. It's weird, but I get it. People did similar things during World War II when they wrote sayings on bombs. They did the same thing on virtually all of the wars, writing messages on cannon rounds and what have you. It's kind of crazy, but, the left actually thinks they're in a real war here. And we've seen the recruiting across the college campuses basically for the past 10 years actively. And I would say passively for another decade before that. And it's spilled over into the high schools. And I would say it goes all the way down into the grade schools. So that is a problem. You're going to need to fire all kinds of teachers and professors and administrators at some of these colleges that have allowed this stuff. And schools and colleges that have allowed this to get out of hand the way it is.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on 4th Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Now, if you're just the first time watching this, I'm a 33-year veteran. I served as an infantry guy, paratrooper, airborne ranger, Green Beret. And then the last third of my service, after I was thoroughly broken and depleted, they put me to work as an intel analyst and civil affairs. That's basically where Green Berets go to die. All right, now, we are in an asymmetrical warfare. If you like it or not, we are literally having a low-intensity conflict inside the United States. And it was being fought on the propaganda side, and dare I say, in the psychological and spiritual side for quite some time, and it's now spilling over into the real world. And I was watching some of my news today, and apparently there are organizations on colleges that are using some of the phrases that were written on the bullets used to let's just be honest, to kill Charlie Kirk, as recruiting slogans for yet more people. Let's just let that sink in there. Now, we have the loose, gay, butt-twerking, queer community, and those are all their words. I'm just repeating them back to them. And the ones that are the real, I would say, leftist fruitcakes are the trans community. They're already living in a delusion. That's what it is. If you think you're something that you're not, it's a delusion. And it doesn't matter if you think you're in the wrong sex, the wrong body, if you're a furry or something else, it's a delusion and it's a mental illness. It is what it is. Now, I hope those people get help. I really do. I don't want to see any more people get zeroed out or put horizontal permanently. But in times like this, unfortunately, things happen. I'm just telling you, I've lived through 3 wars. I've seen it firsthand. I know how it works. In regards to Antifa, Let's just be honest. They've been hiding behind the myth that it's not organized, it's decentralized, there's no leaders. Okay. Well, in Green Beanie Land, when you're taught tradecraft, you understand how that works. Basically, in the beginnings of a civil war, revolution, what have you, you have to break everything down into cells. And the cells should not know about each other. That way, if one falls, they can't topple the entire stack of dominoes. Now that Trump has declared Antifa as a terroristic organization, because let's just be honest, that's what it is. There are things in the works. Now, I don't have any direct information. I don't have anyone in the know that can give me this, because right now it's being held close to the chest. It's classified. But I played that game long enough that I know exactly what's happening, and I'm going to tell you right now. Back in 2019, 2020, we had these, you know, the mostly peaceful protests where whole cities were burning down and mysteriously pallets of bricks and other indirect munitions were mysteriously left close to where these protests were going to take place. Meaning there's money and there's organization taking place. Everyone who has a cell phone, you have an AirTag on you 24/7, 365. All of those cell phones on the ground in 2019, 2020 have been recorded. The cell phone companies keep your data for up to a decade, depending upon who you are and what company you use. The alphabet agencies, they don't really need a warrant to get that. They just buy it. It's part of your terms and services for using your phone. If you read the fine print, that's how it works. And your information is sold to companies, industries, and yes, the alphabet agencies. So they're building target folders on these people. They are locating them, and they're swearing out warrants right now or preparing warrants to follow the money and go after a lot of these people who run certain cells.
Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia.
Listen, when you get the boot on your neck and they really start putting the pressure on you, people are going to flip. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see all kinds of finger pointing going on. It's going to get real, really fast for these people. Now, in regards to the top, they're going after George Soros and various other billionaires for basically pushing money to make this happen. Because let's just be honest, if you're a professional insurgent, I'm not even going to say protester because you're an insurgent at this point, life doesn't stop. You still need to drink water, eat food. You got to have shelter, medical care. All of that costs money. And if you're not working a real job and you can be at all of these protests, well, how are you feeding yourself? How are you taking care of yourself? How are you keeping the wolf away from the door? That's where those cell phone records are going to come in. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you think they, you know, they had burner phones and they threw them away, and yeah, that can happen. But what you can't change is your vocal patterns. So you talk on one phone using a throwaway, then you talk on another phone that isn't a throwaway. They just get a sample of both of your voices, overlap them. If they match, boom, probable cause for a search warrant at minimum. All right, now I'm out of the game. I am too old to participate now. I am literally one hairy nutsack away from 60. But I am going to record all of this for future generations because mainstream media is not doing it. They have been bought and paid for as well. They are totally one-sided. They are supporting the communists because this is communism here. They've done a good job at hiding it behind different masks, but it's communism. And we've already seen this dance, and we know how it ends, and it's not good. Now, with that being said, there's a few more things I need to throw in here in regards to the Charlie Kirk shooting. Unfortunately for me, I've had to watch that footage a couple of dozen times from various angles, from various other cell phones and what have you. And it's very disturbing. In regards to assassinations, I myself am not a fan. Now, if we're in an open declared war with another country and such things were to happen, well, it's war, it's implied, and that's just the way it goes. But Mr. Kirk was a straight-laced guy. Didn't smoke, didn't drink, he was married, you know, had two kids, he was living the dream. Basically went to college campuses to have open dialogue with the brainwashed lackeys that they're pumping out. And he paid for it with his life. Now we're hearing talk like he was shot from behind or from another angle, and there's blood spatter coming out of his neck, and you see the exit wound here. And
what?
From the footage that I saw, there was only one crack of a round. Now, is it impossible that there was a second shooter? No, there isn't. There's all kinds of suppressed weapons, subsonic rounds that could do the job, but you got to be a lot closer. It just is what it is when it comes to that kind of thing. Now, the rifle was a Mauser action rebarreled to 30-06, and in some of the interactions, it was their grandfather's gun. Well, that weapon could be 70, 80 years old or older. That barrel could be shot out. Because precision weapons, usually by the time you put 2,000 or 3,000 rounds through them, they're done. They're no longer going to shoot some minute of angle. And if that barrel was shot out, which I assume it's that old, there's a great chance it was. There's a very good chance it was never cleaned properly and corrosion destroyed some of the rifling. That'll do it too. The round was fired from inside of 200 meters. Now, typically, a 30-06 from a correct barrel length with the proper twist and proper rifling, that bullet is going to zip through three human bodies stacked on top of each other like they're nothing. So, some of the footage I saw, it looked like Mr. Kirk was wearing a vest. Now, I don't know if it was a level 3, a level 4, or a level 3A vest. And basically, a level 3A vest is rated for everything up to all pistols up to a 12-gauge shotgun slug. Level 3 will handle .223, .308, and some of the smaller grain bullet weights at 30-06. And a level 4 catches pretty much everything else, minus 50 cal BMG or ultra fast heavier bullets, i.e. 300 PRC, you got the Chi-Tech, what have you, the 375 Norma Magnum. But those are top of the line precision sniper weapons or bench guns. All right, so I think, and I haven't seen the information on this and I could be wrong, when I originally saw it, I assumed it was a .223 platform because they're very easy to get. And my assumption was correct that the round was fired from inside of 300 meters. It looks like it was fired from anywhere from 130 to 160 meters, depending upon where he was on that particular rooftop. And a lot of the other things the media is not talking about is Mr. Kirk was actually underground. If you look at the way it works, they had dug out an amphitheater, and they had various plateaus, and he was at the bottom. So if it was somebody firing closer, there would be a lot more witnesses to it. So it had to be fired from an elevated position, firing down into where Mr. Kirk was. From the video footage I saw, the assassin got into position, reassembled the weapon, because there's video footage of him walking to the event, walking up the stairs, limping, and what have you. And he basically, from what I have seen, he disassembled that weapon and concealed it, carried it into position, and he reassembled it with the screwdriver, which was left behind and had his DNA and prints on it. And he was using a towel, a black towel, to conceal it. Now, when you watch him leave the scene, you see him run, and there's a portion where he has the towel and he sets it down on the roof with both hands. Then he puts his legs over, grabs the towel, holds it up to drop, but you can see the towel elevated like something's underneath it, which obviously, in my opinion, was the rifle, which was not disassembled. He left the scene and ditched the rifle as soon as he could and had plans to come back to get it. A lot of that information seems a little too convenient, and I am so accustomed to our government and alphabet agencies lying to us that I myself am like, I don't know, until I heard his father turned him in. All right, now when you look at all of the information, my money is on that little shitbag shooting Charlie Kirk. All right, now the thing that's really got me upset is so many people were online on video celebrating his death. For you to get to that level of just absolute derangement, you literally had to elevate using propaganda and whatever other means necessary to fool a large portion of our population into thinking that because Mr. Kirk spoke the truth, used facts, and sometimes fell back on the Bible, that he was the equivalent of Adolf Hitler. Remember the whole punch a Nazi thing? And how it took off? Well, that was pretty much the warning flag for the useful idiots that they're being recruited to do really stupid shit moving forward. It's just that simple. And I've covered this on my show, redonkulous.com, quite a few times. This is very similar to what happened prior to the Bolsheviks starting the communist revolution in Russia towards the end of World War I, and it's very similar to what happened before Hitler took charge, before World War II. You had a bunch of insurgents or less than desirable people causing all kinds of problems, and then they're like, well, we could fix it, and they do. They take over the government, and then useful idiots usually get put to the sword. In fact, they do get put to the sword. And that's just the way it is. Now, moving forward, how do we combat this? In my opinion, you have to attack from the bottom going up and the top going down. Meaning, you need to identify who is funding this, hold them to the fullest extent of the law, even if you have to declare war on them and make them terrorists as well. And you're going to have to go through the entire education system and remove the teachers who are teaching this claptrap. All of those teachers pushing the rainbow flag, you know, loose gay, butt twerking, queer community bullshit. If you're going to send your kids to school, you want them to get an education, not an indoctrination, because that's they've been doing.
No way!
Do I think we're going to be successful at this? To be honest, it's 50-50 in my opinion. We allowed this to get so big and such a big problem, it's going to be very, very hard to curtail without becoming an absolute dictator-in-chief yourself. I don't know. It all depends upon how this violence goes. And if it ramps up from the left, at some point, the law enforcement will not be able to deal with it, and you're going to see the people on the right start to organize and move against it. Now, the left has a 20-year head start. The right does not. They have not had that kind of time to prepare for this. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, I myself, hopefully, I'm praying this whole thing blows over. I really am. I do not want to see an active two-way rifle range take place within my own country. I've seen how that plays out in other countries, and it is absolutely brutal. And if we survive it, it will take up to a century for it to heal. And I don't know if we have that kind of time. Anyway, that's my take on the whole Charlie Kirk craziness. My heart goes out to his wife and children, and I hope we can get through this without any more death and destruction, because I really don't want to see it.